It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. An effort by Texas officials to remove more than 90,000 alleged non-citizens from the state's voter rolls ended recently. An agreement between both sides and a legal challenge to that effort was approved by a federal judge. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, there's still a big question left unanswered.
Nina Perales with MALDEF was part of the legal team that challenged Texas officials. She says it's easy to see why the state backed off its plan to potentially remove almost 100,000 alleged non-citizens from the state's voter rolls.
The voter purge was just a disaster from the very beginning.
For one, Perales says the number of people Texas Secretary of State David Whitley accused this past January of being illegally registered to vote was outrageous.
That was not a claim that was believable by anybody. And then within one business day, the Secretary of State himself found thousands of U.S. citizens on his purge list. And ultimately, it was about 25,000 U.S. citizens that they found right away.
The way the state compiled the list was one issue. Whitley explained his office had cross-referenced a Department of Public Safety database with a list of voters. In particular, they flagged the names of people who had told DPS they were a non-citizen at one point and within several years also registered to vote. But Alice says it was clear that the list would contain thousands of recently naturalized citizens who have the right to vote.
And it really intimidated a lot of U.S. citizens.
Which is why Perales says a federal judge quickly jumped in and stopped the effort. Joaquin Gonzalez is a voting rights attorney with the nonprofit Texas Civil Rights Project. He says the state chose to settle the matter after that instead of appealing, which the state will often do in these cases. Gonzalez says he thinks officials did that partly because Whitley had not been confirmed by the Texas Senate yet. He had only recently been appointed when he announced the voter list. Gonzalez says things started changing when Democrats in the Texas Senate vowed to block his confirmation as Texas Secretary of State.
Their opposition to the nomination, we believe, is what part of, at least, what provided the leverage for the state to be willing to settle this in the first case, because usually the state doesn't settle voting rights cases like this.
That original list of voters is completely scrapped now. And from now on, Texas officials have agreed to only flag names of people who have said they are not a citizen after they have registered to vote. And because of the settlement, Gonzalez says he and other attorneys in the case can now oversee how the state does this.
You know, we get numbers of people that have been matched so that we can tell if there's something that appears to be going wrong in the process.
Gonzalez says it is possible that people fall through the cracks and inadvertently register to vote when they shouldn't. He says it's not a large number, though, and that's what he'll be looking out for.
So if something appears to be off about the process, we can then use the settlement agreement.
That means they will be able to get the courts to stop the state again before anyone is removed from the voter rolls. There is one aspect that wasn't dealt with in all this, though, and that's Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Back in January, when this effort was announced, Whitley forwarded his list to Paxton. At the time, Paxton, who's the state's top prosecutor, said he would assist with those cases. But a federal judge removed Paxton from the lawsuit because the Attorney General doesn't have the power to actually remove people from the voter list. Nina Perales with MALDEF says it's unclear what Paxton will do now that there's a settlement.
Ken Paxton has said contradictory things about this voter purge that came out of the Secretary of State's office.
When state lawmakers raised questions about the state's effort earlier this year, Paxton told lawmakers he didn't have the time or the resources to go through the list and investigate people.
At the same time, Ken Paxton's office has claimed that they are still investigating or doing some kind of investigation of registered voters who may be non-U.S. citizens.
In fact, Paxton's office has been claiming an exemption to block the release of documents about the voter removal effort. In a letter responding to KUT's request for those documents, the Open Records Division of the Texas Attorney General's office says, quote, "The information at issue relates to an open criminal investigation conducted by the office's election fraud section. I asked Paxton's office for comment about this several times, but his office did not reply." Joaquin Gonzalez with the Texas Civil Rights Project says Paxton shouldn't be basing investigations on a list that both sides have agreed is flawed.
But our settlement agreement doesn't strictly bind him.
As of right now, Texas's Secretary of State, David Whitley, has yet to be confirmed by the Texas Senate. If that doesn't happen before lawmakers adjourn at the end of the month, Governor Greg Abbott will have to appoint someone else to the position. In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.